It's up to Mishnah Vayitra, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Tess, Mishnah Hey. The mission returns to discuss the shiurim, various different items, how much of it you have to carry in order to be chayiv. The Mishnah begins, Hamoitzi Eitzim, someone takes out wood on Shabbos. So he is chayiv if he takes out enough wood, kidei, enough so that levashel, he can cook, beya kala. Now literally beya is an egg, kala means easy, but in this context it means an easily cooked egg. Which egg is the most easy to cook? And that's the egg that you may have had for breakfast, the egg of a chicken. The Batanura reminds us that it doesn't even have to be the entire egg. It has to be enough to cook a groigris or a gregaris, that's the shear of a dried fig, that amount of the egg. And also, when the egg is beaten, like when you beat an egg before you may fry it or scramble it, and it's put into a pot, all of those factors help so that it cooks easier, which really is a chumrah, because it means you would be chayiv for carrying even less wood. Vayitra is a commission of tevalin. What about the shear of carrying spices? Kedei letavel beyakala, enough to be able to spice this same chicken egg that is easy to cook. Now, why would I put a different amount of spices into a chicken egg as opposed to another egg? Tiferes Yisrael explains, because the chicken egg is the tastiest, therefore you need the least spices to make it gishmak. Whereas if an egg doesn't taste so good, you need more spices to make it gishmak. So really this is a chumrah, because again, the Mishnah is telling us that there's a smaller shear of spices to carry in order to be chayiv. Vayitra zok mishnah mitzdarfin zemzeh, you can combine different types of spices together. Whatever the shear is, doesn't have to be of one spice, all the different spices. You have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They are combined to form the shear. Vayitra zok mishnah, klipei agoizim. Klipa is a peel, agoizim are nuts. The peels of nuts, why would someone want to have peels of nuts anyway? Didn't we say it has to be where people use it? Well, the fresh outer green shell of the nut was useful for dyeing, for coloring. And basically the same is true for the list that's to follow over here. All these things were used for coloring. Klipei agoizim, the shells of nuts, klipei ramonim, pomegranate shells, isatis. Isatis is something called woad. It's a plant that, if you know how to process it right, you get a kind of a bluish dye out of it. Upua. Pua is a plant called madder. It's a root which red dye is made from. So how much of these shells do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Sakta Mishnah, kedei, enough, litzboya behen, to be able to process it, and then to use what comes out of it, to use the paint that comes out of it, to color. Litzvoya means to color, tzoveya means to dye or to paint, litzvoya behen, to dye with it, beged, cotton, the smallest cloth, bisvacha, in a headdress. We learned about this earlier. A svacha looked like a net. They used to wear like a net around their face. And I guess it protected them from insects and things. And on top of this net, there was a small little patch of colorful cloth that gave it like a design. So enough to color that small little patch. Vayitra zok mishnah, again, shiurim of how much of it you have to carry in order to be chayiv. Meiraglayim is urine. Neser is actually a type of earth, and it was used as a kind of soap. It made things shine. Ubiris also was a type of a soap. It was a kind of a something that grew. Something came out of a vegetable that they used to use for soap. Kimonia is a plant that's found near, usually where you have salt, and a cleansing agent was made from it. They would dry it and grind it up, and it was used to remove dirt that's deep, deep into your hands. The ashlag, take a look at the Batanura, this is important. We understand ashlag as a type of soap, but look what the Batanura says. Lo yisparish limahi. I don't know what it is. You see, the Batanura wasn't embarrassed to write, he doesn't know what it is. He could have just skipped the word, there's no Batanura in every word. So like Rashi, the big tzaddikim aren't embarrassed to say sometimes on something, I don't know. There's nothing to be embarrassed about that. Now really the Gemara explains that it's something that's found inside of pearls. They used to take it out with an iron nail. But what the Batanura means is he doesn't have an exact definition. But either way, this is an important lesson. Don't be embarrassed to say you don't know. So again, what is the shear of all these things? Just like we said before, the shear is in regard to the thing you make dye out of. So we said before, the shear is to produce enough dye to color that little piece of cloth on the headdress. So here too, it's kidei, enough so that lechabes ben, we should be able to wash with these things. Beged cotton, the smallest cloth, bisvacha, in that headdress. At least that's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Rabbi Yehuda has a different shear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, de lahavir ala kesem, enough to pass over the stain. What is Rabbi Yehuda referring to? Sometimes, if we want to be able to figure out if something is blood or it's just another color, so you have to take 7 different types of soap and you put it on this in a certain order the Chazal give us, and then you have to like rub the garment 3 times against itself. Like sometimes when something is dirty, you take 2 parts of your jacket and you rub it against itself. If after you do this process, the stain stays the same, so we know for sure that it's not blood. If it disappears, then we know it is blood, and that's negayah certain halachas that pertain to tumah and tahara.